Welcome students for today's session on managerial economics. We will be taking up today's chapter 11, that is equilibrium condition under profit maximization. What is equilibrium? It is a state of rest. We call it as a state of balance. Equilibrium of a firm. When we say equilibrium of a firm, with profit maximization as an objective, what we are trying to say is that a business firm who is able to meet the objective of profit maximization will be in equilibrium with respect to the price and output at that stage where it is able to achieve maximum profit. This chapter will be focusing on how does an individual firm behaves when profit motive is one of its motivating force, how it decides at what price, how much to produce and how much to sell. So let's understand what is equilibrium under profit maximization as an objective. We begin first with the term equilibrium of a firm. Since this chapter is purely focusing on equilibrium of business firm, we say a firm is in equilibrium at that point where it enjoys maximum profit. So firm's equilibrium will be attained at the point where it is able to achieve maximum profit. It is a point where the firm has no inclination to either expand output or contract output. Profit depends upon revenue and cost structures. So how is profit calculated? Total revenue minus total cost. The firm's total revenue is calculated by using a formula, price multiplied by quantity. So when we multiply price with quantity, we derive total revenue. When we talk about cost, the cost is divided into total fixed cost and total variable cost. So we will understand this, that when a firm wants to maximize profit, it will always be guided by comparing the total revenue with total cost. Now just understand, profit is equal to TR minus TC. Can I say that if a firm wants to maximize profits, then it has to see that its total revenue are increasing, maximization of TR, and on the other hand, minimization of cost, that is total cost. So only when the total revenues are increased to the maximum and the total cost is brought down to the least, profit will be at its maximum. Just take an example. A firm is able to earn $10 by selling one output. So $10 will become its total revenue. And if it wants to minimize the cost, let's say that the total cost is $5. Total revenue $10, total cost $5. How much will you derive the profit? 10 minus 5 is equal to 5. That becomes very simple. Now suppose if the cost from $5 is increased to $7. Well, what happens now? The profit will be less. So maximum profit is reaching that point where the total revenues have been maximized and the total cost has been minimized. This is what I was discussing about the formula. Total revenue minus total cost is equal to total profit. And when the revenue minus cost is maximum, which means the difference between the revenue and cost is maximum, we say the profit is also maximum. Now, since we have to study about equilibrium of firm, we will be studying this with respect to the two market structures. If you remember, students, we have already discussed in chapter number 9 how market structures are classified on the basis of competition. On the basis of competition, market structures get divided into the perfect competition and imperfect competition. Under imperfect competition, you have monopoly, monopolistic competition, and oligopoly. In this chapter, we will be picking up two extreme forms of market structure. One, perfect competition, which is an extreme form of market competition, and the other will be monopoly. Monopoly where there is only one seller. In the current slide, we will be picking up perfect competition and trying to understand how a perfect competitor is able to decide its price and output with respect to profit maximization. So let's understand. Total revenue curve faced by a perfect competitive firm will always be a straight line. Starting from zero, that is when the output is zero, the revenue is zero. And the total cost will never start from zero, but a little above zero, which will be named as point F. And its fixed cost and variable cost both decides its total cost. Let us look at how the total cost and total revenue will be for a perfect competition. So let us understand how a firm under perfect competition is able to attain its profit maximization objective with a very simple diagram which you see in the given slide. As you see here, the straight linear line, which is called as the TR line, a 45 degree line starting from the origin, straight moving up with a positive slope. The total revenue is directly proportional, because if you remember, students, when we discussed about market structure, we remember that a perfect competitor is a price taker. A firm under perfect competition cannot change the price. They don't have any control over price. And therefore, that's exactly what this TR graph is reflecting. The total revenue will be a upward moving line, indicating a firm under perfect competition, being a price taker, will keep on increasing its revenue depending on how much it is able to sell. Let's look at the total cost. The total cost is starting from a little above the origin, indicated as point F. Fixed costs are those costs which have to be incurred even at zero output. And therefore, even when a firm is making a zero level of output, that means it has not started with production, there are some costs which necessarily have to be incurred, and therefore it will always begin from above the origin. As you see, students, in the first part of this diagram, the cost is above the revenue graph, which is a loss-making beginning. Then you reach the break-even point as indicated by point B. OZ is the level of output, which is the break-even volume of output. But after that, the total cost graph keeps on moving down, which means after OZ level of output, every additional increase in output will take the company to a profit maximization objective. The cost keeps on reducing till it reaches another point where again the total cost and the total revenue graph are intersecting. So the graph gets divided into two points. One, which is break even, where total revenue and total cost are equal, and at the end, where again the total cost and total revenue are equal. From this break-even points, we have to decide which would be the profit maximization volume of output. The difference between the total cost and total revenue where it is highest, that means where the difference between the TC and the TR graph is largest, will be considered as the profit maximization output, which is indicated in the graph as OM. OM is the profit maximization volume of output, and we say the firm is in equilibrium when it is producing and selling OM level of output. So the graph is a very simple explanation of profit maximization output, purely measuring the vertical distance between total cost and total revenue. Now we will be moving on to the next market structure, which is imperfect competition. Imperfect competition is of various types, and we will be picking up monopoly. Monopoly is a firm which is a single seller, and unlike a perfect competition, the monopolist has control over price and output both. We say monopolist is a price maker, but still a monopolist does not have complete control over price. In fact, we say monopolist is a price searcher. Why we use the word price searcher? Because even a monopolist has to determine its equilibrium level of output and price. Let us understand this with a very simple graph. As you see here, the total revenue graph faced by a monopolist is not directly proportional, but it is following a diminishing trend, which means if a monopolist has to sell more, it has to bring down the price. And therefore, there will definitely be a level of output where the monopolist's revenue will start falling. And therefore, you see the TR graph is moving downwards. But the total cost pattern, the cost structure is the same whether it's a perfect competition or an imperfect competition. You have two intersecting points given in the graph. One, where the total cost graph intersects the total revenue from above, that is point B, break-even. And the second is where the total cost graph is intersecting the total revenue from below. So there are two intersecting points. The profit maximization objective will be attained between these two intersecting points. The concept is same. The vertical distance between total revenue and total cost, where it is maximum, should be taken as the profit maximization level of output, and that would be known as equilibrium level of output. So here the point is OM1. At OM1, the vertical distance between TR and TC is maximum. This is indicated by A1 and P1. So A1, P1 is the maximum difference between the total revenue and total cost. So we settle down at OM1 being the equilibrium output for a monopolist who is a profit maximizer. So students, you have understood the total cost, total revenue approach for finding out profit maximization output under perfect and under monopoly. Now we will be taking up the next approach. Again, this approach is an alternative method of finding out the firm's equilibrium position. Before I go ahead with the next approach, I want to make you realize that when we are discussing about profit in economics, we are purely focusing on the formula total revenue minus total cost. Now, total cost concept used in economics is economic concept. We are purely talking here about the economic cost. If you remember when we were discussing chapter 7, cost analysis, we have differentiated between the accounting cost and the economic cost. So when an economist says that a firm is making normal profit, that does not mean that the firm is making zero profit, because when we use the word normal profit in economics, we are purely including in the cost the implicit cost, that is the total cost. So keeping that concept in mind, we will be using the second approach for finding out the equilibrium position of a firm. This is known as marginal revenue, marginal cost method. Here again, we will be first beginning with the perfect competition. Now, a perfect competitor is a price taker. Because a perfect competitor has no control over price, it will be facing a horizontal MR graph. The line that is horizontally drawn in the given graph is known as the company's marginal revenue. Now, what is marginal revenue? It is the additional revenue earned on selling additional unit of output. Now, you decide a company manufacturing 100 candles. We have taken candle because it's almost a homogeneous, identical product. After selling 100 candles, what would be the revenue earned on selling 10 more candles? Or what would be the revenue earned on selling after 110, the 111th candle? That is where the marginal revenue concept will be focused. The revenue earned on every additional unit is what the firm is interested in. As you closely look at the diagram, you will find that against marginal revenue, we have also written average revenue. So, in perfect competition, the average revenue and the marginal revenue are same. And therefore, the horizontal line parallel to the x-axis will be the AR-MR line, which means the revenue earned on selling each product and the revenue earned on selling every additional product will be same. Now, why it will be same? Because it's a case of perfect competition. Perfect competition is a price taker having no control over price. Well, now on the marginal revenue, we will be imposing or we will be drawing the marginal cost graph. Marginal cost is an umbrella shaped graph. And as you notice here, the marginal cost graph is intersecting the marginal revenue at two points. The first point is where the marginal cost is intersecting the MR line from above. So you get the break-even point, the output OQ. Should OQ be called as the equilibrium output? No. Because after OQ, the marginal cost is continuously falling down, which means with every additional output that the company sells, it will be adding more to its revenue, to its total revenue, than to its cost. The cost of making every additional product is comparatively not increasing the cost by that much amount as much it is increasing the revenue. So, in other words, every additional output that the company is manufacturing, it will fetch higher and higher profit. The revenue is increasing faster than the cost. So, therefore, we say that after this point B, the chances of earning profit are higher because the cost is increasing but not as high as the revenue. So you see the marginal cost graph is moving down till it reaches the point E. Very easily we can identify E for equilibrium. So E is the point of equilibrium and the output indicated at E is OM. What happens after E? Carefully look at the graph. The cost, the marginal cost graph is moving upwards, which means now the cost of making every additional output is higher than the revenue earned from selling that output. So the company will be adding more to its cost, total cost, than to its revenue. So the cost of making every additional output is higher than the revenue earned from selling that output. It's a loss-making output situation. Therefore, the firm has to settle down at OM output. So, we come to the conclusion. First, equilibrium condition is marginal revenue should be equal to marginal cost. And second, the marginal cost must intersect the marginal revenue always from below and not from above. The reason, when it intersects the marginal revenue from above, it is a break-even. Because there are chances for the company to increase the output, add more to the revenue than to the cost, which means making more profit. Once the marginal cost graph intersects the marginal revenue line from below, after that, the cost will start rising faster than the revenue. It will add more to the cost than to the revenue, which will incur loss for the company. So therefore, we come to the conclusion that under the marginal cost, marginal revenue approach, The golden rule of equilibrium is, first, marginal revenue should be equal to marginal cost, and second, marginal cost should always intersect the marginal revenue from below. Let's look at the graph faced by a imperfect competition market structure. And here we take a monopolist. A monopoly is a price maker. Even though a monopolist is a price maker, it does not have unlimited control over price. Because in order to sell more, a monopolist will have to bring down the price in order to capture the market. And therefore, the MR graph faced by a monopolist will be downward sloping. The meaning of this downward sloping graph faced by a monopolist is that a monopolist is a price searcher. He has to find out how much should be the price at which the customer is having the ability as well as the willingness to pay. Because you know that to make the demand effective in the market, the buyer should have the ability as well as the willingness. And therefore, when we take the case of a monopolist, the marginal revenue graph faced by a monopolist will be downward sloping, which means a monopolist will have to keep on searching the price at which the ability and willingness will be supported with the desire. So therefore, the MR is a downward sloping line. Now, same logic. We impose the marginal cost graph on the marginal revenue because our equilibrium condition that we have just a moment back understood in perfect competition will apply even to a monopolist. A monopolist will be in equilibrium where the cost of making the last product is equal to the revenue earned from selling that product. So therefore, the marginal cost graph, again, an umbrella handle shape, or a U-shaped graph as you see here, will be intersecting the marginal revenue from below. And therefore, the equilibrium point is E and the equilibrium output is OM. Which means that when a monopolist who is a single seller is able to sell OM output, his marginal cost of making the M output, that is the last output, is equal to the revenue earned from selling that output. So this is where even a monopolist will be in equilibrium. So students, you have to remember that whether it's perfect competition market or whether it's an imperfect competition market, the rule that applies is marginal cost should be equal to marginal revenue and marginal cost should intersect the marginal revenue from below. So this is what we try to conclude in this chapter, that there are two approaches of understanding equilibrium condition of a firm subject to profit maximization. First, total revenue, total cost method, where we were purely focusing on the profit maximization level, where the difference between the total revenue and total cost has to be maximum. So under the total revenue, total cost method, the total revenue and total cost difference have to be highest. But when we use the marginal revenue, marginal cost approach, we will look at the equality between marginal revenue and marginal cost. So with that, we finish chapter 11.